Okay. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to the second din of the Mishnah with Chatas. So the Mishnah brought down that according to Beis Shammai, Chatas is Ma'akev, and according to Beis Hillel, Chatas also Matan Achas Keeper. Right? According to Beis Hillel, by Chatas is L'chayra, no different than all Karbanos. But as we go on in the Sugya, it should come out differently, L'chayra. Because the Gemara says like this, again, going back on the dinner Mishnah, V'achatas b'shtei matonis, according to Beis Shammai, two matonis of the Kormachatas and Ma'akev. Right? And again, according to Beis Hillel, no. But the Mishnah, like I said, the Mishnah is ambiguous as to are there any more requirements by a chatas than there is by a regular korban, according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, obviously. According to Beis Hillel, there's a mokum in. We'll see why. The Gemara says, Hachatas shtei matonis. Says the Gemara, Omer Avune, my time in the Beis Shammai. We already learned on Daf Lamed Vav that Dams Vochecho Yishofech teaches you that the amount of Nesinus on the Mizbech are not Ma'akev. So why should Chatas be different? Why should Chatas require more than any Korban? Says the Gemara, this Psukim. There's three Parshiyos of Chatas in the Torah, Chatas Yochid. Two of Chatas Yochid and one of Chatas Nasi. And by all of them it says the word Karnois. Zok the Gemara, Karnois, Arekan Shesh. There's three times it says the word Karnois plurally. So you have six altogether. Okay, so Arba al Mitzvah, Shtayim Ma'akev. Two of them are Ma'akev. Okay. Now, obviously, Beis Shammai have to hold, this is what Rashi points out, Beis Shammai have to hold Yesh Eim L'mikra, because otherwise Karnis is written without a Vav. So two of the three are written without a Vav, so it would not, you wouldn't have that. Okay, fine. That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, and what do Beis Hillel do? Who Beis Hillel? Karnis, Arekan Harba. They darshan pashtus, the Gemara means they hold yeshem lemesoris, and therefore two times it says without a vav is singular. So you have two plus two, four. Harei kan arba sholish lemitzvah, three of them are lemitzvah, and achas lakev. That's the Gemara. So stam. Taking what we have till now, just at this point alone, clearly the Gemara is saying Chatas is different. Right? Clearly the Gemara is saying Chatas is different because otherwise we have the pasuk that we had before, Dams Vochecho Yishofich. Right? The Gemara is learning now, L'chaira, that the Karnes that it says by Chatas is a new parsha, and it excludes it from the Dams Vachecha Yishofech we had on Lamed Vav. On Lamed Vav, the Gemara brought a Pasuk, a Patan of Ebi Shmuel, Dams Vachecha Yishofech, that you don't need, Matan Dalet is not Ma'akev, Matan Shtayim is not Ma'akev. It's Shvicha, Mekayim the Mitzvah, B'Shvicha, Yoyitz the Mitzvah. We explained already then that Shvicha doesn't have a whole concept of Matan Domen. Shvicha is one, is contact to the Mizbech. Right? That was the whole, you said we have. That Shvicha is also, from Shvicha you learn that you don't need a matan bechlal, you just need it to reach the Mizbech pe'etzem. By Shvicha there's no difference between 1 and 3 and 4, there's no difference. So L'chayra, Gemara here is saying clearly, the Chatas is exempt from that parish. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara asking? What do Beis Hillel do with the pasuk? What do you mean? Beis Hillel tams v'checha yishof? The Gemara says, and Beis Hillel. Right? So clearly, for some reason, the Gemara is learning that the dam zvachecha yishofech that we had on Lamed Vav, that's by other korbanos. Chatas, the Torah said, this karnes, teaches you up a new halacha, that it's different than the other korbanos. And it requires, first of all, at very least, you could say it requires matan dam. Right? It requires matan dam. Maybe shvicha won't even work. By chatas, potential. Right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. That's why you have to come on to this, the emo. So Taki, you should know, the Achronim Taki is the Keren Oira, says, I don't understand. What happened to the Pasuk of Dams Vachecha Yishofech? He is said on the beginning of the Gemara. Meaning when the Gemara brings Karnes. In fact, the Keren Oira, who cares about the Pasuk of Karnes? Who cares? He says, Me'acha v'adinu sha'afilum nosna adam shaloi b'mkoyim v'niskapu b'ayim. Who cares? What's the difference? Anyway, but for some reason, from our Gemara, it's muchrach l'chayra that the pasuk that we had earlier of dam zvachecha yishofech doesn't apply to chatas. That's why chatas is up for grabs. So we have the three times it says karnes, beishamai hol yeshem l'mikra, so it's six. Two of them, one is l'ikuv, and the other two psukim ala mitzvah, right? According to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Hillel, Yeshem l'msayrus, and mainly only have one court. But all I'm saying is l'chayra at this point in the Gemara, the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech does not apply to chatas, and it'd be not nafkamina is l'chayra. Nafkamina would be that if somebody, even according to Beis Hillel, if somebody would not do a zrika, he won't stick his finger into the blood, and won't spritz the blood, and he won't do the corner bechlal. It won't work here, because here we have no pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech. Here the whole nidin between Bishami and Bishil is karnes. What's included in karnes? Bishami hold karnes. Ends you up because of Yeshem Lamikra, so you have the plurality of each time it says Karnes, so you have a minimum of two. And according to Beis Hillel, the Yeshem Lamisiris, so you don't have the plurality. Mimele, you're left with one corner. Mimele, that's Makif. But Be'etzem, the Pasuk of Dam Zvachecha Yishofech does not apply here. L'chayr. Now I'll bring you another riot to this. Because the Hemshech Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, how do you know? Maybe all of them are l'mitzvah. You're telling me one of them is ma'akiv, and the rest are l'mitzvah. That's what the Gemara basically says. The Gemara says that you have the karnes, here you have the three times it says karnes. One of them is l'akiv and two of them are l'mitzvah. According to Beis Shammai, the one that's ma'akiv is two because they hold Yeshem l'mikra. And according to Beis Hillel, the one that's ma'akev is one because they hold Yeshem Lamsaris and it's singular. Right. So the Gemara says, Mech Teisa, maybe they're all a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Ve'im Akulu a mitzvah. One second. That's what I'm saying. Ve'im Akulu a mitzvah. Maybe it's all a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Kapara Bichdi Loi Ashkecha. Can't have a Kapara with no matan da. Kapara Bichdi Loi Ashkecha. You need a matan da. Right? It's not my kasha. And this is the kasha Keren Oira asks. And Taras HaKodesh asks. What do you mean? We have to pasuk Adam Zvachecha Yishofech. You need it. Exactly. But they're understanding that the pasuk of Adam Zvachecha Yishofech applies. You understand? The Keren Oira is learning Taras HaKodesh, its layers. We have the pasuk of Adam Zvachecha Yishofech from earlier. And on top of that, we have Chatas. And Chatas has this new karnes. And therefore, the Keren Oira is bothered. How could the Gemara have a mina that you should need by chatas less than by all korbanos? Meaning, you at least have the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech. You understand? That's the kasha of the Taras HaKodesh. Because the Taras HaKodesh is assuming that our Gemara is built on Lamed Vav. It's not a separate track. And that's how he gets the kasha. Thomas HaKadosh says, Yishveri says, Me'achah shalomadnu kvar dam zvuchay yishofech, shekol azvochim shenosu matal nachas kippah, v'drosh azu gamu beisilo. This drosh is even according to beisilo. And me'mele you see, shematon achas l'chol hapochus ma'akevus. V'im kein, frek the Taras HaKadosh, how could the Gemara v'hava mean it? The chatos ha'chamura, yedin ha'kal m'sha azvochim adavazev, v'tuch shaloy nesin. As I said, so basically, what he's the Taras HaKodesh is asking is that how does it make any sense that our Gemara is assuming potentially that there'll be that Chatas will be even weaker than all Korbanos? All Korbanos, you need at least a Maton Achas. That's his Kasha. See, he says a tremendous Chiddush. He Taka learns there's no such Hava Mina. And even though the Gemara says maybe they're all a mitzvah, the Gemara means maybe they're all a mitzvah as far as the Bailam getting a kapara. But Avada, in order for the Bosser to be Mutar Ba'achila, Avada, you need at least one Matan. It's no worse than all Kach. Chatos is no worse than all Karbanos. So in other words, basically what he's saying is, there's two tracks of Keeper. There's a track Keeper where the meat becomes mutter. The dam is matir, right? For that, there's no hava amina. That without a matona at all, that the bosa would be mutter. No hava amina. And that's the Gemara Lamed Vav. Okay? The Gemara here is going on a different track. The Gemara is talking about the Bailam getting a kapor. And that's why the Gemara's lashon is kapar b'chdi lo yashkechon. That there should be a kapar without dam at all, that we don't find. So that's how he understands the Gemara. He says, Vadai ain't sad b'gemara she'ezev ha'kosha l'gamwe. V'hu gemoyel rakli in kapar ha'bayla. V'kasha loy nosan klal niskapu ha'bayla v'azev ha'kposa. That's how he wants to understand the havamin of our Gemara. So basically, our Gemara is going still on based on Lamed Vav. The question I have is, Lidvav, why doesn't the Gemara ever discuss, why don't we have this same Gemara on Lamed Vav? About all, Shar Zvachim, Loi Nasan Klal. Loi Nasan Klal, there should be Ritzui for the Bailu. By all Korbanos Chayva. Right? All Nadarim, all Korbanos Chayva. It should be a Kol came from this Gemara. In other words, Taras HaKadosh is asking, there's no way that Chatas could be more Kal than all other Korbanos. And by all other Korbanos, we have the Pasuk, Dam Zvuchecha Yishofech, that at least one Matan is Ma'akev. So how could the Gemara here have a Hava meaning one Matan is not Ma'akev? So he's saying, Enechanami. He's saying the Gemara Lamed Vav is talking about the meat becoming Mutter, meaning there being an effective dam process. So for that, the Gemara says that if you have one matana, we learn out of the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech that the dam process is completed and the meat is muta. They murim a huta, lemizbech, right? Our Gemara is going on a different issue. Our Gemara is saying, how do you know? Maybe if you did no matan dam at all, maybe the bailam still have a kapara. Avada the korban's boss. On that, the Gemara says, no, kapor b'chti lo yashkechon. So what I'm asking you is that if the pshat is taken away, the Taras HaKodesh is learning. So why the Gemara having this havamina here? The Gemara should have this havamina already on Lamed Vav, when we said, kol azvachim, kol anitonin, amazbech achitzen, kim nishinos lematon achas kiper. Over there, the Gemara should say, Ve'ema, loy nosan klal, the Bailam and the Skapu. But there is no such a Havamina anywhere. There is no such a Havamina anywhere. So why is Dafka here? Why is Dafka here? There's such a Havamina. What's man is Chadish Khan? What's new? So that's why the Mashmois, for some reason, it's not clear. for some reason is that our Gemara is going without Dam Zvachecha Yishafach. For some reason, by Chatas, we're not using Dam Zvachecha Yishafach. We have a different track we use for Chatas. Karnes, Karnes, Karnes. It's a different process. And over here, there's a narrow gap between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The gap, at this point in the Gemara, is only one question. Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'msaris. If you hold Yeshem L'mikra, then you need two, at least a minimum of two, because it's plural. And if you hold Yeshem L'msaris, then you need a minimum of one. That's Beis Hillel, and that's it. Right? But the problem I have is that if we are completely ignoring Dam Zvachecha Yishafach, so we have to know why we are, meaning, why isn't the Taras HaKadosh question a good question? Which is, why in the world should Chatas be less than all Karbanas? There's no reason why it should be less. It should be more, not, it shouldn't be less. So why is the Gemara have a Havamin and no Maton at all? Additionally, La Halacha L'maisa, you should require a Matan Dam by Chatas, at least on one corner. And if you did Shvicha by Chatas, right? If you didn't do a proper Matan Dam, you didn't stick in your etzba in the blood, it shouldn't work. Because here you have Karnes, Karnes, Karnes. Beis Shammai hold Taka, you need four Matonas, two Matonas, Ma'akev. Beis Hillel should hold one Matonas, Ma'akev. Now I'll tell you a Chiddush. The Rambam comes. Let me pull up the Rambam for you. The Rambam comes. And the Rambam says that he brings the pasuk of Dam Zvachecha Yishafech for Chatas too. Yeah, Chiddush. The Rambam comes, and the Rambam brings the pasuk of Dam Zvachecha Yishafech by Chatas. Why Matona Achas is good. Stay in Rambam. Let me just get this Rambam for you. Yeah. Perek Beis. Perek Beis Psilei HaMukdoshim Halacha Aleph. Zok the Rambam. Kol Adomim. Hanitonim Al Mizbeach Achitza. All the blood, like our Mishnah on Lamed Vav, all the blood that's given Mizbeach Achitza. Im Nosna Matonachas Kippah. Kapar, one time is good enough. Zok the Rambam. Va'afilu Bechatas. And even Kol Mechatas, Matona achas yikir. Ushar arba matona is lemitzva. Zok the Rambam, shenema v'dam zvochecho yishofech. The Rambam ignores our whole Gemara. The Rambam makes kilu our Gemara doesn't exist. The Rambam brings the Gemara of Lamed Vav and ignores our Gemara completely. Meaning, just like all Karbanos, if you do Matan Achas Kippah. Over here also. And by the way, the Rambam is much more like that, because the Rambam's Lashon is, Ushar Arba Matonos L'mitzvah. So the Rambam is much more, if you remember we made this Diyuk to begin with, the Rambam is much more, when you do one Matana, it's not even one Matana. It's only a Geder of Dam Zvachecho Yishofech. Because the Rambam doesn't say Shar Shloisha. The Rambam says, Ushar abo matonois ala mitzvah. Meaning the one matona you did is not even a matona. It's a kiyum of the pasuk of Dam Zvachecha Yishafech. Comes the Kesef Mishneh. Kesef Mishneh is what the Rambam forgot about our Gemara. Zok the Kesef Mishneh. It's a tzorchi in Godel. Zok the Kesef Mishneh. Darko isho rabbeinu lohovi ha-poshut ha-poshut ha-poshut. He says it's the derech of the Rambam to bring the simple drasha, even though we don't paskin this drasha, we paskin ultimately by chatas, karnes, 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 or we'll see keeper, keeper, keeper. But that's not a pasuk, the pasuk. Dam Zvachecha is easy, it's a straightforward pasuk. And he says, when does the Rambam do this? B'mokoyim she'ein nafkemina ladina. That's the Kesef Mishneh. So basically, Kesef Mishneh says, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah likes to make things easy. It's easy to remember. Dam Zvachecha Yishofech. That's all one has seen it. No nafkamina in halacha anyway, according to Beis Hillel. One matana always works. Chatas, all kabanos. Done. The Rambam didn't want to confuse us. My problem is I got very confused now. The pasuk that the Rambam brings doesn't make a chiluk in halacha. Because the pasuk that the Rambam brings doesn't require a zrik at all. Shvicha works. So it is a nafka min in din. It's a tremendous nafka min in din. You understand what I'm saying? So the Kesef Mishnah is saying, the Rambam made it easy, he just brought the pasuk we had at the beginning of the sugya. Doesn't make a nafka min in halacha. It's true that the Gemara had to build it on two psukim. It's true. And the second pasuk is based on the whole shock of a tire between Mishami and Beisil. But the Rambam didn't go there. The Rambam made it simple. Just remember it easy. Stick it into your head. It's not easy. It's not so easy. Because chatas is a din of matan dam. It's a din karnas. No different than Mishami. Just like Bishamay Ol Dam Zvachecha Yishofich doesn't work by Chattas, so too Beis Hillel Ol Dam Zvachecha Yishofich doesn't work. They only hold that the word Karnas is singular. Or like the Gemara continues. So this is really a huge kasha. It's a huge kasha, but it's really the connecting element of the whole sugya to understand how Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin, how do they coexist? So the Rambam seems to make... He put. Regardless, you have to say that our Gemara is going without Dam Zvachecha Yishofich, either because of the Taras HaKadosh Cheshbon, that doesn't really make a difference. But the bottom line is that our Gemara is saying that the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, you don't need to do as many matonas by echatos as you do according to Beis Shammai, is because they hold Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'mseris, not because of Dam Zuchachay Shafach. And therefore, comes out from our Gemara that the pasuk of Dam Zuchachay Shafach, for whatever reason, is not applicable. So if it's not applicable, right? So then that means that you need a matan dam, because you have no source that you don't need a matan dam. So you need, just like according to Beis Shammai, you need a proper zrika on two of the corners of the Mizbeach. According to Beis Hillel, you need a proper zrika on one of the corners of the Mizbeach. Right? So why is the Rambam bringing a pasuk that implies otherwise? That's the problem. The Rambam ignores our sugya. Kesef Mishnah wants to say Nishkeferlach, because our sugya doesn't really make an afkamin in halacha according to Beis Hillel. And we're asking, what do you mean? Chai v'kayim, it doesn't make a difference according to Beis Hillel. Because the pasuk of Dam Zvachecha is not applicable anymore. So you need, for whatever reason. No, if it will be applicable across all karbon. What kapar do you get? Right. So what's the problem? So why does our Gemara make it as simple as the Rambam? Our Gemara says, and they still, how do they know one matan is good? The Gemara says, Dam Zvachecha Yishofich.
No, but that's Dam Zvachecha, but that's the Shvicha Kapora, not the Kapora that you have, as the Rambam says, the Arba more for the mitzvah.
Right? I'm not getting. By all Kabbalists, it's that way. By all karbonos, if you take the zvachecha route, you don't get the zrika benefit. So that's in that way chatas is no different. So chatas is a duplicate of other karbonos. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Ubeis Hillel, what do they do by chatas? Exactly like all karbonos. All karbonos also have two tracks. They have the matan dam track and the shvicha track. But b'di'eved, the shvicha track gets you to home plate. But for some reason, our Gemara is saying that over here, they still have a problem. How does it get you there? What do you mean, how does it get you there? It's true there's karnes, it's true that there's karnes, but we have the shvicha track. For some reason, the Gemara here says the shvicha track is not available.
No, maybe the shvicha track for sure is available, as we're talking about the other track now. For sure, you want to go ahead, you want to do the shvicha track.
I'm totally not getting it. I'm not getting it. Even by all karbanos, if you do less than the matan dam requirement, it's automatically shvicha. That's what we had earlier. Even if you do a matan dam, it's automatically a shvicha. There are two tracks. There's a shvicha track, and there's the proper zrika matan dam track. Whenever you don't do the proper matan zrika track, it automatically becomes kosher for dam zuchecha yishafach. That's the Gemara in Lamed Vav. The Gemara, the Mishnah just says that according to Beis Hillel, chatas also matan achas is good. The Rambam says, you know why? Dam zuchecha yishafach. So basically the Rambam is saying that it's for the same, just like all korbanos. The Rambam made no distinction. In fact, the Rambam brought it together. He brought chatas together with all korbanos. It's one thing. Right? That's what the Rambam did. So what we're saying is, by the Rambam doing that, he's showing that the reason why a chatas is kosher is for the same reason why an oil is kosher, why a shlomim is kosher, a chatas is kosher. Because dam zvochecha yishofech. He's saying, in fact, if you do a matan dam on one corner of the mizbeach, you're not makayim matan dam, you're makayim dam zvochecha yishofech. So then if that's the case, what in the world is going on in our Gemara? Why does our Gemara bring the karnas? And according to Beis Hillel, one karnas is makav. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Ein echanami. Taka aliba de emes, if you ask the Rambam, don't make it easy. Make it complicated. I'm looking for a complicated shir. The Rambam says, okay, you want complicated? Okay. So, by all karbonis, is al tam zvachach yishofach, by chatas, there's karnas. By shamay hol yeshem lemikra, so it's one, it's two, and by sil hol it's yeshem lemsar, so it's one. That would be the complicated version. Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam didn't go to complicated version. He made it easy for us. It's all tam zvachach yishofach, it's all the same. So I'm asking you, Zev, the Rambam didn't make it easy for us. He entangled us in a whole direction in halacha that made us confused. Because the way the Rambam brought down the halacha, you don't need matan dam, you don't need karnas. It's working al shvicha. And the Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah is conceding that the Gemara Lemaisa is saying that for some reason Kesef Mishnah doesn't explain this point, but he's saying that the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech is not applicable by chatas. He doesn't say why, but he's agreeing. He's saying the reason why the Rambam presented the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech as the singular pasuk for everything, for chatas and all kabbalas, is because the Rambam wanted to make it easy. But really, he says that he doesn't say what Zev is saying. Yeah, you have the dam zvachecha track. No, he says you don't by chatas. But the reason why the Rambam brought it down was to make it easy. It doesn't make a nafkamin in halacha. So we're shrying chai v'kayim. It makes a huge nafkamin in halacha. Because if the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech is not applicable, which the Kesef Mishnah is saying, we don't know why it's not applicable. But for some reason, the pasuk of dam zvachecha is not applicable. So then we have the pasuk of karnas. And karnas requires matan dam. That's the problem.
Why do you have to interpret the Kesef Mishnah now? Why can't you say the Kesef Mishnah says everyone?
I'm not interpreting. I'm not interpreting. I'm just saying what he says. I'm not even interpreting anything. I'm just saying what the Kesef Mishnah says, that the Rambam brought the wrong pasuk, because this pasuk doesn't apply to chatas. Aliba de emes, this pasuk doesn't apply to chatas. And if the Rambam was being exact, although a little more complicated, he would have said, and one of them is makev. That would have been exact, the Kesef Mishnah is saying. But the Rambam does that sometimes. The Rambam doesn't bring the right pasuk. He wants to bring it down poshut, since it doesn't make a nafkaminin din. So we're asking, it makes a big nafkaminin din. Because so long that for whatever reason, which again, Kesef Mishnah is not telling us, just like the Gemara is not telling us, for whatever reason, the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech doesn't apply to chatas. We don't know why yet. Could be it's nothing more than the fact that the Torah says karnis, taught you that, you know what, here it's different. Could be. I'm not. That could be the reason. Could be as simple as that. Doesn't matter why. But for some reason, the pasuk Adam Zvachecha is not applicable. So the Rambam didn't make it easy by ignoring that. The Rambam confused us. Because the Rambam made us think that you could do the same type of matana that you do by other korbanos, which is shvicha. Right? And it would also work. Why does halacha make a difference? Why does halacha not make a difference?
Because the bottom line is whether the reason why Beis Hillel says one is ma'afiv is because of karmas, or one is ma'afiv because of
dam shvachecha. Even one. Zev, you're making a mistake. If it's al dam shvachecha yishofech, not even one is ma'akev. You could just do shvicha. You don't need a corner b'chlal. You don't need Zrika Bechlan. You need nothing.
What meat?
I'm not getting it. The Kohanim Zecher can't eat from a car. Chatas, step one of a chatas being kosher is kaporas bailam. That means even a chatas shenishchet to shaloi lishmo, because the bailam don't have a kapora, you can't eat the meat. Chatas is automatically by definition possible if it's not machaper. Chatas, you got the wrong korm, Zev. You're on totally the wrong track. Chatas, step one for the korban to be kosher is kaporas bailam. If there's no kaporas bailam, it's gone. Gone. So step one is kaporas bailam. Step two, then we could talk about the meat being eaten, not being eaten, how much you can do. That's step two. So clearly from our Gemara's muchach, for some reason, that the pasuk dam zvachecha yishofech does not apply to chatas. For whatever reason. We don't know why. Kesavish is agreeing with that. Kesavish is not saying that dam zvachecha yishofech applies. He's saying it doesn't apply. He's saying, so why did the Rambam bring it? Because it doesn't make enough kaminin din anyway. It's the bottom line is one maton is good enough. So the Rambam made it easy. Now, Lamaisa Tak in the Pasach Kodesh here in Zvachim, he clearly makes this point. He says that, Shebivadai, he says, Bechatos, Hagam, Sheminyan, Dalad, Eine Ma'akiv, Avol Din Keren Ma'akiv. Unesinas etzba ma'akev. He says nesinas etzba ma'akev. He says that's the question is how many? According to Beis Shammai, two. According to Beis Hillel, one. But it's automatic. Once you don't have the pasuk of dam zvachecha yishofech, you're automatically in new territory. You're in new territory. Now you need to spritz the blood. You need to dip your finger in. You need to do proper zrika. Happens to be that there's a gilui up craw that only one matana is ma'akev. True. But you do need one matana. Anyway, so this is a big problem in trying to get any kind of handle on our sugya. Okay, let's be mamshich. Says the Gemara, kapor b'chdi lo yashkech. Kapor b'chdi lo yashkech. This is also not clear. Why not? If for whatever reason, the Torah is not ma'akev, it's all a mitzvah, so why can't you get a kapora? Meaning, why not? Mechtesa, we don't write the laws. Right? If you're telling me that it could be that all of the matan dam, the pasuk of dam zochecha yishofech doesn't apply, and the pasuk of karnis could be it's all a mitzvah, so you have a kapora. Maybe. Maybe taka. The Gemara says no. Kapor b'chti lo yashkecha. For whatever reason. If you buy your same amount of time at the base, hello? Ahani krov, ahani miseris. Meaning, in general, there's a debate. Yeshem l'mikwe, yeshem l'miseris. The Gemara here is being machadish, a new mahalach, which is that we say, just like the Gemara says in a lot of places, that if you have two conflicting elements, each one tells you something. You make a compromise. So ahani krov, ahani miseris. Whenever you have a krov and a miseris that conflict, the miseris gives you plurality. And the mikra, rather. And the miseris is a singular lashon, so you meet in the middle. So the Gemara says, ahani krov, ahani miseris. Ahani mikra, which would imply six, l'tfuy echad. That one extra. V'hani miseris, l'tfuy echad. So mele comes out that there's five. That's what will come out, that there's five. And one is makiv. Because the one is makiv. In other words, it could be that the one is makiv is that you're left with five. And one of them is makiv. That's the ibayisim. But we're still going with the approach that according to Beis Hillel, it's karnes like Beis Shammai. The only question is, Beis Shammai hold ahani, Beis Shammai hold yeshem l'mesiris, a mikra, and Beis Hillel hold yeshem l'mesiris, but the mikra makes a compromise. Okay. That's one, says the Gemara l'mayata. If you tell me that whenever there's a contradiction between the mikra and the mesiris, so you got big problems, because then by tefillin you need five bat. It says l'toitfais. It says it only once in a plural lashon by tefillin. That's what we learn out according to this mandama four batim. We learn out l'toitfais two, and then the plural one another two. Zarekan arba, ahani krov ahani mesiris. We should say you need chamishin. Say you need five, meaning Yeshem l'mikra would say you need six. Yeshem l'mesiris would say you need four. So you should need five. The Gemara is trying to prove we don't make compromises. Either you hold Yeshem l'mikra or you hold Yeshem l'mesiris. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Chamisha boti boi l'meva. So I'll look at Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't learn. This man d'Omar was learning Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this way, that we always make a compromise between the mikra and the mesiris. Doesn't learn out from the toitfois, the amount of batim you need. He learns out of the word itself. So look, Rabbi Kiva, the Omar tat bekasvi and ishtayim. The word tat in the language of katvi means two, and pas pafriki means shtayim. This is the Gemara Menachas. So mainly you got four that way. El meyata basukos. So we know that's the famous Gemara in Sukkot. And from there we learn out the amount of walls that you need. But now that you're telling me we always make a compromise, so you should need five, you should need four walls. Ani mikrovani miseris, chamisha defanta boy lemevat. Hosan dalchad krokule lagufa. One pasuk is needed for the mitzvah of sukkah. Chad l'schocho. So now you have four left. Aso ilkasa v'gorasa l'shlishvayk mat atafach. Elameyato. The same question you have by Anida, by a Yeledes. It says Shvuayim. Over there, it's the opposite. Usually, the Mesiris actually is less. By Shvuayim, if you take out the Vav, it's Shivim. So there, if you go by Mesiris, it would be 70 days that the woman would be B'dmei Toya. So between 14, and it's between 14 and 70. So if you take the middle number there, it's another 28 days, right? So you should have to add 28 to the 2 weeks in order for by your letters. It says the Gemara, it says the Toma Shvuayim. It says Shivim. So we should say Hani Krov Hani Mesiris. These are all just examples the Gemara is bringing to prove that we don't compromise between the Mikra and the Mesiris. And if that, you should say Abor V'Tahat and Boi L'Mesiv. She should need the 14 and 28. She should need basically 42 days to become Torah. Shani Yasam L'Chasiv Kenidosa. So it basically compares it to Nida, which goes by the weeks. The Tana Ma'is L'Me'ocha, the other Tana learns out Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel from a different pasuk. Beis Hillel learn out from the words V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper. It says three times V'chiper by Sorachatas, Bechatas Nosi. and by Sarah Chattas, by Kizvah Chattas. So it's telling you why did it have to say it? Ne'adin. We really didn't need it to say it. Faloidina. Ne'mar domim lamata. It says domim lamata. Fe'ne'mar domim lamala. Ma domim amurim lamata nosta matonachas kipa. Av domim lamala not matonachas kipa. And the mele, we don't need the pasuk. Oy klach l'derech zu, you could say like this. Ne'mar domim b'fnin. Ve'ne'mar domim b'chutz. It says domim b'chatas apnimis. It says domim b'chatas achitzoyim. Ma dom amur b'fnim, just like by the chatas anasa b'fnim. Chisach is mikom matos l'yosef l'yklum. Av domim amur b'chutz, chisach is mikom matos l'yosef l'yklum. Nira l'midoyim, so what do we compare it to? Don, we could either say don and chutz mi'chutz. We could learn all the karbonos that are outside mizbech achitzen, and therefore say it's not ma'akev. And then don and chutz mi'pnim, and don't learn a chatas anasa b'chutz from the pnim. Maybe you go the other way. Don in chatas al arba kanas, mechatas al arba kanas. Let's compare the chatas anasa b'fnim, the chatas anasa b'chutz, because they both need four corners. Therefore, v'yichir chutz shein chatas arba kanas. B'chutz, it's not a chatas, it's not arba kanas. Tamal loymar v'chiper. V'chiper teaches you that you don't need all four. So that's the first v'chiper. V'chiper, the second v'chiper teaches you. Afilu shtayim, the next chiper teaches you afal pishon asan alach. So the bottom line is either we have the old, what we had, the karnes, or we have this pasuk of v'chiper, which subtracts what's ma'akev. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava Barade, Mori Az Barili. Barade's son, Mori, explained to me, Omar Kov v'chiper. It says in the pasuk v'chiper and it says v'nislach. They both mean the same thing. Zu kapora v'zu slicha. So we don't need the pasuk v'chiper. So therefore, v'chiper afa pishon asan sholosh. And therefore, v'chiper is, even though you only did three, l'mal v'achas l'mata, v'chiper afa pishon asan l'shtayim achas l'mata. Oh, no, I'm sorry, this is the Gemara's kash. Eima, says the Gemara, good you have v'chiper. But how do you know v'chiper is coming to teach you if you eliminate it completely? We're saying the three v'chipers eliminate the matan dalad to matan achas. Says the Gemara, hey, how do you know that? Maybe v'chipa afa pishon asan al shosh l'malo v'achas l'mata. Maybe you have to do at least one. Ashan asan l'shtayim l'mata v'shtayim l'malo. V'chipa afa pishon asan l'malo l'mata. How do you know that if you didn't do an asina at all, that it's kosher? Amar Rabbi Yitzchok came b'talt the Torah's arba karnas. If that's the case, then why the Torah b'chlal say arba karnas? It must be that l'mala is ma'akev. Amar Rava, eze dover shetzorich shalosh, heviyoy me'elu karnas. And that's what the v'chiper is coming to eliminate the three of the four corners. You only need one. Says the Gemara, eimah v'chiper hafa pishanosan l'achas l'mala. Maybe in a chanami, you need to put one on top, but you need at least shlosh l'mata. We don't find such a thing. Says the Marvel, what about Yom Kippur? But now the Yizim Yimena Achas L'mal V'Shev L'mata. By the Kapuras. Says the Gemara, Elo Kamatzlov. Says the Gemara, my Kamatzlov, Mechriyav Yudah Kemingid. It means one below the other. It's not Achas L'mal V'Shev L'mata. Actually, they didn't put the blood on the Kapuras at all. They put it on the Ritzbah. And they did it on a line, meaning like when you give makas one, and then you work your way down. Okay, so the mele, we don't find that you should have matan dam split. Says the Gemara, fine. Says the Gemara, it says there in Yuma, he's al taharish shel mizbeach sheva pa'am. The Gemara is assuming taharish shel mizbeach means the center, like you say by a day. Tiar yoyma means noon. My lava palgad mizbeach. And since it's Eif Shul Tzamtzim, obviously you can have some blood on top and some blood on the bottom. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean on the tar mizbech, mean on the center mizbech, means on the top, the part that you cleaned off. Says the Gemara, we still have blood that's given lamata. Shirayim? Says the Gemara, v'ika shirayim? Shirayim loy ma'akvi. Says the Gemara, v'ika shirayim apnimim? Which are ma'akev, to put the shirayim on the mizbech achitzen, meaning you do matan dam b'chutz, b'fnim, and then you do shirayim b'chutz, b'chad mokom kamin. Okay. Bottom line is, this is the conclusion of the Gemara. Conclusion of the Gemara is either you learn it out of Karnes, 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 which was the first thing, or you learn out of Vechiper, and the three Vechipers which eliminate the Hazor. So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is, according to the Gemara L'Chayra, from the beginning to the end, there's no V'shafach. There's no Dav Zorecha Yishafach. By Chatas, for some reason, there would be an obligation to do Matan Dalet, and we have specific miutim, either the karnes or the vechiper to minimize. And the bottom line is that the Ram, we don't understand why Vadam Zvachach Yishavach doesn't apply to Chatas. And number two, we see that the Rambam does bring it down. So this is something we're going to have to leave, Mitzvah Shem, but I want to give the Olam just what to look up in order to have clarity in this sugya. So if the Olam could look up the Rambam that we discussed in Psulei Mekdoshim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, if you could look there in the Kesef, Psulei Mekdoshim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Okay, and also, if the Olam could look up the Sugya on Nun Beis Amud Beis, over there the Gemara seems to ignore our whole Sugya and completely go with the Sugya of Lamed Vav, even by Chatas. So we're going to have to, basically we have three Sugyas. We have Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, which says Dam Zvachecha Yishafech. We have the Gemara in Lamed Zayin, Amud Beis, our Sugya Lamed Ches, which ignores Dam Zvachecha Yishafech. And the Kesef Mishnah seems to learn Alibi de Emes. Our Sugya is the real Sugya, right? And Dam Zvachecha Yishafech doesn't apply to Chatas. And then we have on Nun Beis, Amud Beis, where the Gemara goes by Chatas, the Gemara is using the Pasuk of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So we'll have to try to make Shalom between all the Sugyas. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, so you got Yizmanim, it sounds like.
Yeah, I realized I was using the old-fashioned one. I was using the Chai tables. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
This is my Yizmanim. And that has everything. That has Sosman Kirshima, it has...
So what was the discrepancy from the two?
There were
Zman Kirshima and Zman Tefillah.
There was no Zman Tefillah by the first table.
No, I'm saying by my Zman, what was it?
Oh, 45 minutes.
That's what I figured.
Very, very slight.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Not even.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That makes sense.
What's the earliest Shema? Alos?